Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and it's scored!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, and boy, we're set to go. Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. That's all we're talking. Glad to have you with us, and Coach, welcome to the studio again. How are you today?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm doing great. Had a good weekend. Good weekend of hockey. Saw a lot of different things we wanted to see out of our team. Great crowds both nights. The atmosphere Friday night was, I thought, electric. You know, lots really going on, and wasn't bad Saturday either. But and then obviously our next home game in a couple of weeks, we get Northern Michigan, so I'm sure the atmosphere will be even better for that game. But overall, real good weekend, and I got to watch some hockey last night and a little bit of football, so I'm all set. Got my fill.
Oh, you talked about the atmosphere on Friday night with the students coming in. It was just, smiles on everybody's faces. They were loud, rowdy, under control, but loud and rowdy, ready to go for the weekend.
Oh, they were. They had some energy. I think they were, all that week of studying and hitting the books, they let it go for a while, and they're ready to let off some steam and relax and be entertained and be part of the atmosphere and the whole event there. And that's what makes our crowd so special is our students get so involved, as well as all our fans, in the game. I mean, they're a big part of it. There's things going on down on the ice, but there's so much going on in the stands. And I know our team really feeds off the energy of the crowd and the band, and the band is fantastic as usual. So like I said, it was just overall just a great weekend. But Friday was neat because people were in the building, a couple hours before the game, and just feel the energy there.
Great weekend of offense. You got 5 goals in each game. It took a while in both games to get pucks actually in the net. You got everybody played this weekend, and it was really nice to see everybody get a chance to play.
Yeah, it was. And I thought everyone who played did a real good job. And, it's hard when you haven't had a game for 6 months and all of a sudden, bang, you gotta turn it on and go play. And I was explaining to someone, it's like my golf game. If I haven't played all winter or 7 months, I expect to go out and shoot par, which is unrealistic without practicing. I just go with a tee and want to shoot par. And that's part of this, too. You want to see your best game, your first game, and that's not going to happen. So I thought we really improved in a lot of areas from our first game to our second game, just our structure and our systems and what we're doing. The first game seemed a little bit shinny hockey at times, and a little bit at the second game, but overall the second game I thought we made good improvements, and we'll continue to improve as we go forward.
I thought both games had a high pace tempo.
No question. I mean, we're trying to play with pace, and I give their team credit. I mean, they played hard. They played physical. I thought after a while that it might tail off the physical part of the game, but they came after us, and we needed that. We needed good games. I talked to another coach, another NCAA coach yesterday, and he asked me how their team was and how the games were, and I said, it was good. I mean, we played a good team that expects to be a good team in their division, the Canadian University Hockey League, and they've got some older guys, and both our goaltenders were outstanding. We won't see any better goaltending we did this weekend. We'll see good goaltending, but those two guys were unbelievable. I think their coach was telling me after that, I think the one guy had a chance to turn pro, but he wanted to come back one more year, get his degree, and then go forward. I said earlier, I talked to another coach at program, and he said the team they played wasn't very good. He said they really didn't get anything out of it. So yeah. Our team, we got a lot out of it.
Well, let me ask you about that. A lot of people asked me, why are these obviously some players want to stay in certain areas of the world or whatever, but those two goaltenders, especially on Saturday night, Vianu, right. Why is he not playing pro at this time, or why did he not want to come to NCAA hockey, or how does that work usually?
I think both of them played major junior hockey in Canada, so what happens when you play major, there's a fork in the road when you're 16 years old, basically, and you have to decide to go play major junior and or keep your eligibility and go to play college hockey. We're the only sport that has that scenario in North America where you have to, more or less, you know, I guess some other sports you can decide to turn pro earlier, but for the most part, at 16 years old, you have to make that decision. And both their guys, as a few other players on their team, decided at that point they were going to go play major junior hockey. And once you play major junior hockey, you're considered ineligible for college hockey because it's considered a professional league, and obviously pros can't play college hockey. So that's what they did. And then for one reason or another, it didn't turn out, or they wanted to go back to school at a certain point, and they have. And like I said, they're both really good, really good.
And when you say college hockey, you mean NCAA?
NCAA college hockey, yes.
Yeah, Vianu on Saturday night, some of his post-to-post saves that he made, the one on Tyler Hannan was
second
incredible.
Period. Yeah, and you know, usually if you make that cross-ice pass, if it's slow or if the distance isn't great, it's easy for a goalie to get across the net. But on this particular play, you were going from the one dot in the offensive zone to the other dot, and that pass had some mustard on it across. So as a goaltender, you have to respect the shot, and then when it goes across like that, and Tyler got all of it. He didn't miss. He got all of it, and the goalie got over there and made a fantastic save, and he made some other really subtle, good saves, and he made it look easy. And like I told the coach after, Craig Duncanson, I said, boy, you're going to win a lot of hockey games with goaltending like that. You know, I don't know how the rest of the team, the scoring, he's a little bit concerned about his scoring, but I said, boy, you get goaltending like that, you know, they're going to keep you in every game.
Well, when we talked to Craig on Saturday, he was very complimentary of your staff and the way just the area, the building, the program. He loves coming here, you can tell.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. Obviously, he played pro hockey for a lot of years.
He was a first rounder in '85, wasn't he?
I'm not sure, but you probably looked it up. But
I thought I saw that. Yeah, I know he played for the Kings.
Yeah, good, honest player, and you know, him and Coach Chuchuk had crossed paths playing some pro hockey. So Joey Sean knows him very well.
Yeah, saw them talking.
They know each other well, and I've gotten to know Craig. But first class guy, runs his program well. You know, he's done the right thing. They've only had really been playing for 3 years again, so he's doing a real good job there, and he's continuing getting better. And I think he sat out one of his best players on Friday just to send a message. So you need to do that sometimes as coaches. But we appreciate them coming all the way over here and playing us two games and giving us good games, competitive games. And you know, they were pretty clean for the most part, and that's what you want. You know, maybe the one bad elbow, but other than that, you know, they were. I'd schedule them again just because they really push you. They really make you work for everything, and that's good because we're going to go into an environment this coming weekend where every inch on the ice is going to have to be earned. Every goal is going to have to be earned. So it was good to have those two games, and that's why we schedule them.
No scoring in the first period of Game 1 on Friday night in front of 3,580 people. But early in the second, Brett Bowen got on the board. His first goal as a Husky.
Here come the Huskies on a partial break. Centering pass, scores! Sturrows with the pass to the front of the net. And putting it home, the freshman, Brett Bowen, for his first goal as a Husky.
Oh, just a great break to the net. Was hauled down, penalty coming up, and it was an exciting goal.
Well, it was, and Reed showed his speed coming up the wing there, and he can do that. I think Reed's added another half a step to his speed this year, which is great, and he made a great play. I thought initially he was just going to shoot the puck coming down the wing, but Boeing drove the net hard, and we're going to have to do more of that. We're going to have to get to the net to score goals, and Brett did a great job, and the guy was all over him, but he's a goal scorer. He's got to, you know, found a way to just get a stick on the puck and get it in the net before crashing into the goal. And that's what I like about it. He's fearless. He wants to score goals. He's going to that net knowing he's probably going to get taken out, knowing there's going to be some contact. And trust me, Dirk, and you probably know, when you hit one of those goal posts going at that speed, I know they move, but it doesn't feel good. So, you know, kudos to Brett, and he's going to score some goals for us this year.
Yeah, I asked him right before Saturday night's game. I said, let's go back to your first goal. I said, was that your shoulder that knocked it out? He said, yeah, that was my shoulder that knocked off the net.
Well, yeah, and like I said, those nets are heavy. So even though they give, and when you go on that speed, like I said, you run into it, you're going to feel it for a little bit.
Brett Bowen gets the goal. Reed Sturrows with a beautiful feed out front. CJ Eich also gets an assist. That's in the second period at the 3:49 mark. Mark Ock on the power play sent one to the net for the point.
There's a shot taken by Roy, deflected, and broke the stick of Nanny. Now back to Mark Ock again. Will he shoot? Yes, he will score!